This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to Creative Impact. This is a regular Tuesday feature, and we explore the creative industries and the people that comprise that sector in Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and my partner in this endeavor is Deb Pollack. Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and welcome back.
David, it's always good to be with you. So you've been at WEMU for more than 20 years now, right?
Yeah, 23, heading to my 24th anniversary.
And I'll be marking 25 at Art Train in September. So you and I
What are you saying, we're old?
Yeah, I'm saying we have the long view of the Washtenaw and Ann Arbor area in regards to the arts and the creative industries. So I wonder what it would look like to either of us if we were brand new in the community, like our guest today, Matthew Van Biesen. And of course, you know, and our listeners know, that Matthew became the president of UMS, the University Musical Society, about a year ago. So I've invited Matthew to be our guest here today to talk about his first year.
Well, welcome to Creative Impact, Matthew Van Biesen.
Thanks so much. It's great to talk with you both.
It seems like I just announced that you were appointed to replace our good friend Ken Fisher at UMS, and here we are, and years gone by already. How has your first year in Ann Arbor been?
It's gone so quickly and really wonderfully. I can't say enough about the opportunity to come here. As I think both of you know, I knew and worked with Ken quite a bit before I decided to come to UMS, and Ken's been wonderful, and just everyone has been so welcoming in this first year. We've had an incredibly busy year, and it's gone, I mean, just like in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, kind of a whirlwind, isn't it?
Absolutely. I call it drinking from the fire hose.
So I'd like to talk about similarities in scale. You came to Ann Arbor via the New York Philharmonic, and there's some similarities between the organizations. Both are more than 100 years old. They both are in great cities. They both work primarily in storied venues, the New York Phil at Lincoln Center, UMS at Hill Auditorium. The New York Phil is based in the classical repertoire, and UMS has its roots in classical music as well, but of course does diverse programming today. And then they kind of diverge, and the scale of the organizations are different. The organizational budget for the New York Phil is about $100 million, whereas UMS is much smaller at $12 million. The city populations are greatly different at
right.
8.5 million versus 118,000, much, much smaller. And then attendance-wise, the New York Phil does about 530,000, where UMS is about 80. And then maybe this is a good thing for an executive director, president, CEO, the difference in fundraising, $80 million to $7 million. So all of those think they're different. What's it like for an executive director?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I knew this organization well before I came here, so I knew both what it had accomplished in its history, but also what was still possible and what the potential was. And, you know, I always say, and I felt this, you know, when I was in Houston, and then I went to work for the Melbourne Symphony in Australia, and I went to New York, and people said, wow, these must be just drastically different organizations. And yes, in certain ways they are, but in so many ways there are real deep and fundamental similarities in terms of the work that you're looking to do. You know, it sounds maybe a little bit crazy, but I actually consider UMS to really be not that dissimilar from the New York Philharmonic in terms of what we're trying to accomplish. And really, I mean, we had nearly 90 main stage performances at UMS this past season and probably about 300 education and community-related events. So we're busy, and when we're going, we really go. And if anyone thinks that my pace is a lot slower here than it was in New York, they should guess again.
I did want to ask you about that. Given the smaller scale, as Deb was talking about, is it maybe even harder to work at a smaller organization than it is at such a large institution as the New York Philharmonic?
I will say that one of the things that for me is always important is, you know, what kind of impact can you have both as an individual but as an organization? And for me, what's great about UMS is that I feel so close to what we do in terms of my connection to it, the way I see it, the way I see our audiences and community members experience it. So for me, that impact is always the key. You know, how can an organization's innovation, their daring, their commitment to the community really come about, and how can you see it? And I sometimes felt a little bit far away from it in New York.
We are talking with the president of UMS, Matthew Van Biesen, about his first year serving in that capacity. I'm David Fair, alongside my partner Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance, for this edition of Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU.
What have you discovered about our people here in Ann Arbor, our audiences, our patrons, donors, your staff and your volunteers? What have you found here?
It's just been an absolute pleasure. You may know, I'm actually from the sort of the Midwest originally. I was born in St. Louis and grew up mostly in the southern part of Illinois and went to Indiana University for school. And I really haven't been back in this part of the country to live really since I graduated from IU. You know, I just think we're all hardwired in our DNA for a certain type of people and just a generosity of spirit. And I felt that from the very beginning here. What I've loved is that people's default setting here is always, yes, let's figure out how to make this happen, and let's figure out a way to collaborate and get something and accomplish something together. And that's incredibly gratifying each and every day.
When it was announced that you were leaving the New York Phil for UMS, did any of your classical musical colleagues question your decision?
You know, I don't know that it was questioning. I think what was really fascinating was that no matter where people were within the musical business, if they'd had a chance to be involved with UMS or come to Ann Arbor or be at the University of Michigan or even be in Southeast Michigan full stop, they just understood so intrinsically the decision that I'd made. And the story that I always tell is I have a very, very close colleague and friend who teaches philosophy at NYU. He's one of the most musically astute people I know, came to a lot of concerts both in New York but all over the world, and I called him to tell him I was coming to UMS and to Ann Arbor, and I wasn't quite sure how he'd react. And when I told him, he just said, oh, I loved Ann Arbor. I loved my time in Michigan. And I found out that he had taught philosophy at the University of Michigan for 10 years prior to going to New York and to NYU. And that was such a common response. So anybody who had a connection here to Ann Arbor and to Southeast Michigan and to UMS understood so easily why I would come here and be a part of this organization.
Would your explanation to them change a year after being on the job?
You know, it really wouldn't. And I would say in so many ways, my time here and the work that we've been able to accomplish has really exceeded my expectations. So I knew I was coming to a great place, and I knew I was coming to work with amazing staff and an amazing board and really an amazing community. But I would say it's really exceeded my expectations on so many levels.
Matthew, is there anything that you could point to that's been either the most surprising or rewarding to you personally in this past year?
I wasn't sure how I would feel in an academic context. And of course, UMS sort of straddles the fence, right? We're based here at the University of Michigan, but we really consider ourselves, you know, an organization for EMU and for the neighboring communities here around Ann Arbor. And then, you know, even greater than that, for Southeast Michigan, if not Michigan as a state, full stop. And, you know, what was interesting for me is how much I've really enjoyed my academic colleagues here. People who know me well know that I barely managed to escape with, a bachelor's degree at Indiana. They still can't quite believe that I got my degree there, I think. And but, you know, it's been a real pleasure working with the leadership here at Michigan, the deans, and then also colleagues at other major institutions here in the area, whether it's EMU or Wayne State. It's felt very natural, and I think, you know, that's indicative of the kind of positivity and kind of just sense of possibility that people have here.
Well, I do want to note that the 2018-2019 season gets underway in September, and in looking over the lineup, Matthew, there are some returning favorites, but also a lot of new artists and programs in there. In fact, it may be among the most diverse seasons we've seen from UMS. Was that a part of the thinking in the procurement process?
Well, we have such an amazing, it's an amazing tradition here, but it's really born out of some amazing team members. Michael Konjolka, who's our head of programming here, and Michael's curatorial team, and just the spirit of the organization. But we are always pushing to figure out how we can sort of take that next step and push the envelope of what we do. And, you know, for us, it's always important to think about not just what we're going to present, but how we're going to present it. And so as we're even looking at the first couple of weeks of the season, we're doing a live version of 2001, A Space Odyssey, with the Detroit Symphony, and Musica Sacra from New York. We're bringing back the Philadelphia Orchestra, which is, of course, an incredibly strong tradition here of having the Philadelphia Orchestra going back to the May Festival. And then I was so pleased to be able to personally invite Alec Baldwin to come here and not just do dramatic readings of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. Of course, Arthur Miller was a Michigan graduate, but to work really, really closely and intimately with students at the University of Michigan Theater and Drama Department. So as we go through the whole season, we're always thinking not just about what's going to happen on stage, but what's going to happen around it, what's going to give people a lot of context.
Thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. Congratulations on your first year, and we look forward to more programming from you and your involvement with our community.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you both so much.
And that is why WEMU is proud to be a UMS media partner. Matthew, again, for my behalf, thank you very much for the time today. That is Matthew Van Biesen, president of UMS, and our guest on Creative Impact. My co-host for Creative Impact is Deb Pollack, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And what do you say we get together and do it again next week, Deb?
Sounds like a plan.
I'm David Fair, and you hear Creative Impact every Tuesday and can access the archive of shows at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.